Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
Well, as you know, we bring you the smartest people on earth here every day. John Batchelor is now on WOR every weeknight at 9 o'clock, the most brilliant show on radio. I mean, this show makes NPR look like TikTok. I mean, wait till you hear this show. 9 o'clock tonight, and great to be reunited with him. John Batchelor, how you doing?
Well, Mark, it's a pleasure. Thank you very much for your warm welcome. Thank you.
So, listen, we need this super brain of yours to tell us, overall, what happened last night?
The Republican Party, out of power for a year, listened to the voters, and the voters are aspirational in New Jersey, in Pennsylvania, in Maryland, everywhere. They're aspirational. Tell me where we're going, not where we've been. The Democratic Party did not listen as closely, and now there's a time to adjust for next year's election. I like frequent elections, Mark. It means that there's always we can do better in front of us.
Yeah. This whole woke stuff, especially with the bail reform and let prisoners out and let's close the prisons and Minneapolis, they almost voted to get rid of the police. This is cyclical, right? This will die out and we'll be rid of it at some point?
I had a conversation, Mark. I'm glad you raised the issue of what we're watching. I had a conversation with an historian out of London, Economist Magazine, about what happens after pandemics. This dates back several hundred years. Pandemics in Europe were commonplace, in which people scattered from the big cities. Three things happen. One, there's an economic revival, a boom. It's temporary, but it comes. Two, there's disorder, and we've seen that for a year now, disorder in all unexpected ways. And three, people take life-changing risks, life-changing, like, you know, let's leave Ireland and go to America, that kind of life-changing, or let's change my profession, let's me resign from the office where I was in February of 2020. I think that has helped me understand these serial strange events in our country and in our city, Mark. People are taking risks. At the same time, they're unhappy, and they express their unhappiness. I just survived a pandemic. I'm going to do something new.
Wow, that's fascinating. So, and we're seeing this now. A lot of people leaving their jobs, reevaluating their lives.
Yes, yes. It's called the Great Resignation, which turns out to be product of a pandemic. When the survivors want something new. There was there's no confidence in where we were. So hybrid offices, for example, you know, going in 2 days a week, or moving from California to Florida, moving from California to Austin. Have they checked the temperatures in the summertime? I don't know. But here in New York City, we're going to go in new directions on unprecedented new directions. I can't guess, Mark, but this is history, and here we are having to live it. So that's the long-winded answer to your very good question.
No, it's a very good answer. So if you go back to the 1918 pandemic and all that, 1919 it ends, and then is that why we got the Roaring Twenties with the Great Gatsby and the parties and all that stuff?
It's a good guess. It was a cultural upset. The puritanical America disappeared somewhere between 1910 and 1920, 1930, somewhere in there. The preachers, Amy McPherson and all of those preachers no longer dominated the news. Instead, what you had were cultural symbols. For example, Mark, Hollywood, where did it come from? It it burst out of the pandemic of the 1919-1920 and became spectacular. And then they went to talkies. And I guess we're still at the talkie level, Mark. We haven't gone to the next level yet.
Well, yeah, you got to listen to John Batchelor. He's on WOR now every night, 9 o'clock. Be listening to the John Batchelor show. Hey, if you one thing about your show, you cover the whole world, every corner of the earth. If we were to go to other countries all over the world, is there any other countries where they're having this crazy woke movement take place?
Well, not the way we do it, because we're keen on vocabulary and, you know, what you can and can't say. And that requires the magic of English. You know, we acquire words from everywhere, Mark. We're always making up new words. The other day I used the word gobsmacked, and everybody looked at me like, what are you talking about? Of course, I got it from reading The Economist magazine. So I think we've invented
British word means surprised.
Astounded. Astounded, as I am to be back with you, Mark. I'm astounded. It's wonderful. It's wonderful to visit again. Mark and I have so many stories, we've forgotten them. Is that right, Mark?
That's true.
Yeah, over the years. So our vocabulary is changing all the time. We welcome new words. And then once they're new for a while, we go, been there, done that, moving on. So I think that's what we'll see with the thou shalt nots of the most recent months. Disruption, Mark. Disorder. And disorder in our language as well.
Wow. Hey, John Batchelor, let's talk about New York. Now, we were on the air at 9/11, and it was said after 9/11, nobody will ever live downtown again. Right. Nobody will ever live on the 80th floor ever again. Of course, that wasn't true. What's going to happen? Will New York fully recover?
It's already underway. For heaven's sakes, try to rent an apartment these days. There are mobs that show up. Brooklyn, New York, Manhattan, it doesn't matter. In fact, I've had stories told me that young people, when they show up for an open house, the landlord has so many people who want to take the apartment, they open to an auction right there. Auction. So, so I would say, as we've known for a long time, Mark, they're not making any more Manhattan real estate, and they're certainly not making any more Brooklyn real estate, and it is precious. So yes, the revival is underway, and it'll be the younger people who lead the way, and it's their city, it's their future.
Yeah, now, one thing you get from the John Batchelor show, you always find out the inside story of everything. So this Biden administration, he is completely out to lunch. He doesn't know where he is. And this Kamala Harris seems to be far away from the office at a bar somewhere. Who is actually running all this stuff in the White House?
Peggy Noonan, you know, at the Wall Street Journal, is no Republican, adamant Republican. She is. And she was associated with a never-Trumper. And she had a wonderful line. I hope I paraphrase it correctly. She said, the question has gone from who is in charge over there to who is the incompetent who's in charge over there. And that was that was just 1 week. I think it's early days. We're still in a pandemic. The president has a large and extremely sophisticated apparatus around him. The Democratic Party is not deaf. They can see the results from last night, and they will make changes. I can't come up with anything positive to say right now. Ever since the tragedy in Kabul, it's been a series of strange and unhappy events. So I hope something puts a stop into it. We need a recovery, Mark. The recovery stagger-stepped with the most recent GDP recovery. And suddenly we're hearing a word from our youth, Mark, stagflation. You remember the 1970s. Nobody remembers them happily. No growth and inflation. Things are more expensive, but we're not making more money. And I hope that's just a shadow and not the real thing. I can't tell yet.
And how much do we have to worry about China? How much are they plotting? What horrible things are they plotting now?
I think the wise guy answer is, you want to worry? What do you got? Yeah, everything. China has a Chinese Communist Party that is determined to rule. It's odd, Mark. It's almost as if they're a cartoon. They're going to rule the world, right? Well, I'm told again and again that it's actually part of their conversation. So their arrogance is going to mislead them, and it has already. But I would say that of the existential challenges the U.S. has, and there are a lot of them, China is one that it's an adaptive adversary, and that means it will take advantages of our mistakes, and that's happening right now.
Well, if you want to hear the smartest show on radio, it's tonight at 9 o'clock, every weeknight at 9. John Batchelor is here on WOR. Make sure you're listening. What do you have for us tonight?
COP26, Glasgow, the gathering of the eagles and the wolves. I, I, I report from Scotland. I report from Latin America as well, because our Latin American brothers in South America, they're taking advantage of this. For example, Argentina has offered to pay back some of its IMF debt, and it's huge, by green policies. So they're being very inventive in Glasgow, and we're going to talk about it tonight.
All right. Well, don't miss John Batchelor every night, 9 o'clock here on WOR. Great. Welcome aboard. Great to have you here, John Batchelor. Let's do this again soon.
It's wonderful to be back with you, Mark. Thank you very much for your kind remarks.
All right. Take care. We'll be listening. Thanks for being with us.